Item 3 is a rezoning at 478 Agnes Street and 667 Ellis Avenue under file DAZ 200 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 4, a variance at 478 Agnes Street and 667 Ellis Avenue under file DAV
102436-2011-D.
Okay,
I'm not technically the applicant, but the applicant is the contractor, and I'm the architect.
Could you just state your name, please?
It's Gerald Kozanowski.
Okay. Okay, and so...
The applicant should have been here.
Is this...
And we also... So Mark...
I'm trying to read this. Is it Mano or Mark?
Oh, it's Mario.
Mario, sorry. I guess some of the letters blended together. Okay, were you going to want to speak as well?
I think Jerry's fine.
So you just want to record in support?
Good.
Okay. Go for it.
Jerry, you represent the Native Women's Transition Center. Purchased the property at 667 Ellis Avenue. And within that purchase came one residential lot on our north side. In order to develop it, we want to use it for parking and green space for our residents at 66 Ellis. We don't plan on building anything on it. I have spoken to the planner. I believe you have our site plan. It reflects the planner's report. And we have said that our direct neighbor on the north has requested a wood fence. There's currently a chain link one, and we've also incorporated that into.
Councillors, an additional plan was submitted. For the information of the committee, formal plan will be submitted at a later date. The planner, Michael Robinson, submitted. They all have copies.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions? Just hold on a moment. Councillor Smith, any questions? No? Okay. Thank you very much. And so you recorded in support. And is there anyone else who wishes to speak? I have one person here, Sarah Good, and certificate for information. You would like to speak as well? Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to speak in support? Well, there's nobody else here. Okay. They were registered for information, but they now want to speak.
And we were coming also just to get clarification of whether the wooden fence would go in, because that's our concern. Okay, because somebody came to our house on the weekend and said that they wanted basically leave it as is, and that's not okay with us. But as long as the fence is going in, we are happy.
That was your concern.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Great. Yeah.
Good. Appreciate it.
Wait. Oh, and we got another one.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys
just wanted to clarify the dimensions on the fence. Because the fence was...
We can just speak to us, and then we'll have him come up afterwards and just
so,
answer your concerns.
We received the plot of the plot of the project, and the fence was plotted as being 5 feet in height. We were wondering if it could make it 6 feet instead of 5 feet, just because we think it's going to make it better.
Okay.
In terms of isolating the property. Our property and their property as well from ours, because we have a dog and we're a little bit concerned that you know, the dog is going to disturb the building, and then maybe the residents of the future building are going to be disturbed by the dog.
Back here, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Anything else you want to ask about? Okay, thank you very much. So if you wish to come back up, you can have a seat. If you wish to come up and respond to what's been raised here, you have that opportunity for a rebuttal.
Well, we have no issues with 6 feet. The planner requested the fence from the front of their house to the street be restricted to 4 feet. So if we're just talking 6 feet from the front of your house to the back lane,
So we'll do that, I guess, relying on the fact that there's no height restrictions on fences in the neighborhood, or
That 6 feet, I believe, is the height restriction. Yeah, so it should be fine.
We have no issues with that at all.
Okay, great. Thank you.